This is Voice of SBB.
Dear all, brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, a deemed to be university. I am happy to welcome you for this fifth episode of Dear All. Today, I'll be sharing my thoughts on the topic of coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19 vaccines, recent updates. The COVID-19 pandemic has emerged as the topmost public health emergency of international concern, which has resulted in a massive disruption in all the domains of human lives. The disease, which was first reported from the Wuhan city of China, has been reported across 216 nations and territories, with the number of cases and deaths continuing to rise further. As the infection is caused by a novel SARS-CoV-2 virus, the development of an effective vaccine against the infection has become an urgent priority. In fact, the researchers and scientists began the work of designing vaccines and even initiated clinical trials as soon as the COVID-19 crisis began. These efforts were significantly aided by the presence of the microbiological tools which enabled the rapid sequencing of the viral genome, and it was shared publicly by researchers in China on 10 January 2020. The available evidence clearly suggested that the spike protein of the causative virus is the main target for the immune system, and therefore the gene sequence encoding of the protein was made available to all the vaccine manufacturers around the globe. The vaccines are ideally used among those individuals who have not yet developed symptoms of the infections, with an aim to prevent the occurrence of the disease. In general, the process of development of an effective vaccine is a complex and time-consuming act, which usually extends for 10 to 15 years. However, multiple initiatives are underway, and there is a hope to significantly minimize the timeline for the development of the vaccine within a year or even less time. Whether this will prove possible remains to be seen. The World Health Organization has developed an access to COVID-19 tools accelerator collaboration with an aim to expedite the arrival of an effective vaccine.
This is Voice of SBB.
The field of vaccine development is evolving rapidly with each day, and some of the reliable online vaccine pipeline trackers are from the World Health Organization, the New York Times, BioRender, and Regulatory Focus. In fact, the WHO has reported in their recent report released on 25th August 2020 that there are 31 candidate vaccines in the stage of clinical evaluation, while another 142 candidate vaccines in the stage of preclinical evaluation. My dear students, the United States Food and Drug Administration released exhaustive guidelines for the development and licensure of vaccines to prevent COVID-19 for the industries. These include vaccine efficacy of at least 50%, the presence of safety information from more than 3,000 study participants for at least 6 months after the completion of all immunization, etc. Furthermore, apart from the scientific challenge of developing an effective vaccine, we should be also ready for the practical challenges once any vaccine is approved for use based on the successful results of the phase 3 trials. These concerns including manufacturing capacity, the cost of the vaccine, ensuring global access to the vaccine, decisions about the order of immunizing different population groups in the order of vulnerability, etc. And it is critical to consider these issues now. Dear all, the current COVID-19 pandemic is a global epidemiological problem, and for its effective and sustained containment, there is an indispensable need to establish large-scale production of the vaccine. However, this will essentially require considerations about vaccine production platform, assistance for scalability, high efficacy, safety, and tolerability. We wish you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this time, I also wish you the best of health. I eagerly look forward to staying in touch. Till then, Namaste. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.